B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic.
It's been a lucky day for you, Brian, because we had the man. We usually have him on Thursdays, but we have him on today, and he was called into some high-level ESPN meetings. He, of course, is the world-famous Hembo from the ESPN morning show Get Up with some Hembo stats as we go into the Redskins-Eagles game. Hembo!
How are we doing over there today?
We're doing good. You know what, the legendary Brian Westbrook.
If you told 15-year-old Hembo that he'd be on the radio with Mike Missanelli and Brian Westbrook, I would have peed my pants. I would have, straight up, bro.
Well,
I can't lie.
Yeah, well, hold it in for this segment. You know, we don't want to.
No problem.
All right. So Hembo, here's the deal. You know, a lot of people call this show and they go, Carson Wentz holding on the ball too long. And I go, yeah, but you don't know what he sees when he's got the snap and he's looking downfield. He doesn't see separation. And this statistic is amazing to me. Go ahead.
Mike, you missed. Over the last two games, Carson Wentz has targeted his wide receivers 40 times with an average separation of 2.3 yards. That, according to NFL Next Gen stats, that is the lowest average for any quarterback to start multiple games since week 13. And just a fancy way of saying exactly what you just did, is the receivers aren't getting open. So what I say you enter the screen game. Since week 8, Washington is allowing almost 12 yards per play on running back screens. That's the fourth highest mark in the league. So my expectation that Miles Sanders and Boston Scott will be as involved in the passing game as the receivers on Sunday.
Well, it's got to, but the Redskins defensive coaches kind of know that, I would think. So we'll see what happens. Now, let's go to the other factor, which I think favors the Eagles, Dwayne Haskins, who is just careless. And he likes to throw. For some reason, he thinks he can throw the ball down the field. But the stats would not indicate he's very successful at that.
Not at all. 38% of Dwayne Haskins' pass attempts travel 10 or more yards beyond the line of scrimmage. That's much higher in the league average, as you just pointed out. He owns the second highest off-target rate on those throws, which should produce opportunities for Eagles takeaways down the field. And to capitalize, Jim Schwartz's defense should use multiple high safeties far more than they normally do. Mikey Miss, when facing those defenses, two high safeties, Haskins owns a quarterback rating of 9 out of 100 and has not thrown a single touchdown pass on 42 dropbacks against
him. Now, Schwartz is not a too high safety guy.
Not at all. The Eagles have used that defense with the fourth lowest total in the league. But look, with how bad these guys cover on the perimeter, like those two guys in the middle are probably the best thing we got as far as the secondary is concerned. And if they can lure him to throw in some of those deep balls, I think that's like the Eagles have a real chance there to capitalize.
See, on
their
it makes so much sense that when you put it that way, that he won't do it. Really?
He's so stubborn.
He really is. He's going to play defense his way, and that stat's going to mean nothing to him. But, so we'll see what happens there.
Let me say this.
Yeah, go ahead.
Why you could be able to play the two high safeties if you're stopping the run. Now, if you can't stop the run, and I know Adrian Peterson is my agent, so he's still playing football. But if you can't stop the run, then you got to bring a safety down, and you can't have that two high safety that you guys are talking about.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The Fanatic.
All right.
That's fair. Malcolm Jenkins is really good in that area. And as you guys know, he sort of plays Rover sometimes with no Darius guys. I think you got to give it a shot early in the game with those two guys up top, B-West. That's what I think.
All right. Carson Wentz. Really good second half. Led him down the field several times. Was a Carson Wentz that we had some pride with last week. But apparently he is a bad bet with the Eagles as a favorite.
Yeah, I'm going to utter a statement that I hate to say, but it needs to be said. Carson Wentz is a flat-out bad bet. Over the last two seasons when favored, Mikey Miss, the Eagles have covered 5 times in 16 chances with Wentz as their starter. That number is 2-5 this season. Meanwhile, the Redskins have covered in 3 consecutive games, in all of which they have been an underdog like they are on Sunday. I just don't like that, man.
All right, so you don't like the Vegas part of this game.
I don't like the Vegas part of this game, given the trends in on both sides. And frankly, if you just look at the last few games, Mikey Mitz, you can make a reasonable argument that the Redskins are the best team in this division. It's not outrageous to say. Look, the quarterback is reckless, but the defense is okay, and they're just piecing some things together moderately. Like, they play the last three games, the tape is not dreadful for the Redskins.
All right, so a solid bet would be the Redskins plus 5.5 this weekend.
I like the Eagles outright, but Redskins plus 5.5 to me is the one to hammer.
All right, let's conclude with the ESPN Football Power Index and the percentage of them getting into the playoffs.
So RFPI says the Eagles have a 33% chance right now to reach the playoffs. That number bumps up to 40 with the win, but falls all the way down to 14 with a loss. Our model gives the Eagles a 74% chance to win on Sunday. That equates to an 8.5-point favorite. So this is one sort of rare case in which our computer favors the Eagles a lot more than Vegas does. But anytime there's a big difference, I'm always sort of fascinated as to why.
Yeah.
But this is definitely a larger spread than most instances.
All right, I'm going to yell at the Football Power Index right now. I know it's a bot and it can't hear me, but here's the deal. If they lose the game, Dallas loses anyway. So that 70%, 74% or whatever it is to reach the playoffs falls to 14 is totally erroneous, Mr. Bot. How's that?
I think we just sent you to voicemail. I think those guys leave at 4:30 on Friday.
All right, listen, man. Good talking to you on a Friday. Good stuff. We'll talk to you next week.
You're a good man.
There he is. Hembo from the show Get Up.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.